USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is filing a motion to unseal the search warrant used to raid former President Trump's home.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Mortgage rates are back above 5%. Freddie Mac says the average 30-year fixed mortgage is at 5.22%. In June, rates surpassed 5.8%. The producer price index fell to 9.8% over the last year for the month. Below analyst predictions, compared with June, the index fell 0.5%, the first decline in more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours. Because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are. The FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. Mark Cuban is accused of being involved in a crypto Ponzi scheme. A class action lawsuit claims Cuban and Voyager Digital CEO Steven Urlach duped Americans into buying over $5 billion in crypto assets last year. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
An investigation continues into a home explosion.
Three people have died and at least 39 homes were damaged after an explosion in Evansville, Indiana. Fire Department Chief Mike Conley confirmed there could be other victims. We've not completed our search. Conley said the gas utility was quick to respond.
Immediately after the blast occurred, CenterPoint arrived and made the scene safe. There was no detection of gas. They're restoring service now as the circuits are safe.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lots of questions remain after the FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's home.
The FBI raid on President Trump's Florida home by heavily armed FBI agents and the silence by Justice Leaders Garland and Ray have many viewing the raid as a weaponized branch of the government. Trump attorney Lindsey Halligan on Fox News.
What the FBI did was an appalling display of abuse of power. All documents requested were previously handed over. President Trump and his team painstakingly reviewed every single document at Mar-a-Lago and gave the government what they requested.
Lance Pride reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. A federal judge says Walgreens contributed to San Francisco's opioid crisis. The ruling handed down Wednesday says Walgreens dispensed hundreds of thousands of what he called red flag opioid prescriptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.